It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
And an end of work week Friday installment of Not
Necessarily the News.
The news. Explaining stuff that happens after it has happened. Hey, Hanksters, you're happening right now as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Some Friday fun there in the comments section. Well, they come back home later on this early evening. In fact, around 9:30 our time, the crew of Artemis 2 will prep for their return to Earth. So I'm guessing that last night they didn't pack.
They were supposed to be packing for days and days. Didn't you hear Mission Control? It was like, no, that doesn't go there.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of space.
Well, they will make their splashdown tonight around 7:07 our time. And this will be off the left coast, the Pacific Ocean. And it'll be a good old-fashioned, like the old Apollo capsule. Parachutes come out, and they drift down. It's a little more problematic than that, certainly. They will withstand temperatures there with the heat shield.
Oh, yeah, the heat shield is a hot topic.
And, of course, since it's science, they always give it in Celsius, but really it's so hot that it doesn't matter. 2,700 degrees Celsius. That's hot. And 25,000 miles per hour. They will use 11 parachutes to slow down to 20 miles an hour. Before then, they land in the ocean, and our U.S. Navy goes out and grabs them. So, it's 17 times faster than a speeding bullet. So they're
ready
going
down to 20.
And then afterwards, the Navy scoops them up, and then they will fly them to Space Command there to get checked out and everything in Houston, Texas. So about all that way around the dark side of the moon and back, and then you just end up in Houston. That's no
so
way to treat heroes right there. It's no
America.
Way. Thank you.
Sorry. So here's the deal. I know a lot of people don't check their actual mail, but this may be a good time because I'm hearing that those save the dates for Travis and Taylor have gone out. I know.
What?
Now, the event... will not be going down at the Rhode Island mansion as previously thought.
What?
New York City.
Hey.
And the date, July 3rd. Now, Taylor loves Independence Day. She's always got a party. She got a big social presence. She also loves the Big Apple. She once served as an ambassador for the city and has a song named about it. There is a very strange Hank wedding connection here once again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they announced their engagement.
Yes.
Right on the heels of yours.
Yes.
A little rude.
They did.
The date on the show, or the date of the...
well,
I mean, it is going to be a show.
Yeah.
But the date of the wedding, July 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh. Something else happening on July 3rd. Yeah.
Come on now. Don't make us make decisions on whether we're going to your party or our own.
Everyone's invited.
I don't think so, honey. I don't think so.
We'll be there. Don't worry, I'll call you.
Be there in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the awards party for the ACM Awards are coming up May 17th. This will be a streamable opportunity only on Amazon Prime. They jumped from the networks a couple of years ago and jumping from Frisco there at the Star last couple of years. So this will take place back in Las Vegas. And we have our nominees as they were announced yesterday. And ladies lead the way. Megan Maroney, 9 nominations, and she leads all. Miranda Lambert came in hot with 8. Lainey Wilson with 7. Those are your big leaders. Now, for Entertainer of the Year, it comes down to Luke Combs, Kojo, Cody Johnson, Megan Maroney, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, Lainey Wilson, and Jelly Roll.
Mm.
Female Artist of the Year, Kelsey Ballerini, Miranda, Ella Langley, who's riding a bullet right now, Megan Maroney and Lainey, and then the males... Luke Combs, Riley Green, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, Zach Topp. It's interesting to see Group of the Year. We got Flatland Cavalry in there. You also got the Red Clay Strays and 49 Winchester. So, got some, and Stephenville's very own Hudson Westbrook is on the list for Best New Artist of the Year.
Will he get a supermarket award?
Man, he should get the award. Hudson Westbrook, he's a great kid too. So, ACM's coming up in May.
So Brittany reuniting with her sons as well as the local law enforcement in Southern California. So who could possibly be next? Well, the answer may be Madonna. Word is the Queen of Pop reaching out to Brittany and wants to help her with a comeback. Madge has the idea that they could write together, team up for her new album, and considers Brittany not just a lovely person, but brilliant. Brittany, you can believe this, is now 44 years old. While Madonna is 6'7".
What?
6'7". The kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep doing it.
Do you think the kids even know who Madonna is anymore?
They think that Britney's an old lady.
This seems like a great influence of her life. Yes, pair her with Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
That will go well.
What could go wrong?
Well, they've already kissed. Your latest on the war. Depending on which side you ask is who won the deal to start the ceasefire. And depending on which side you ask, it's whether or not the ceasefire is going well.
Ceasefires.
Yeah, there was still a lot of volleying between Israel and Lebanon that made Iran mad. And there are reports that they're either charging tolls to get through the Strait of Hormuz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or that they've shut it down entirely. Depending on who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
So, Iran denies violating the ceasefire in any way. And Trump rattled off some Truth Socials last night.
Oh, boy.
Saying that... He's not liking. He's not liking how it's going.
Uh-oh.
He's not liking.
Is that how he put it?
It was a little, maybe.
A little more color.
Maybe more.
In the posts.
Perhaps. But on the flip side, we do have a ceasefire. And that came from Vladimir Putin.
Oh.
Who declared a temporary ceasefire in Ukraine for their Orthodox Easter holiday. Because, you know, got to go find the eggs.
Ceasefires.
I mean, if they can do it, why can't we get it?
Where's the vodka?
Yeah.
So you're not just rich in love with a wife and child, KB.
Thank you.
You are obviously rich. Period. LendingTree just releasing their brand new study on the cost to raise a child in the year 2026, which is now what? $300,000. Sounds expensive. Well, they could say that price tag up over 25% just since 2023 alone. Hawaii, the most expensive place to have your ohana. That's $40,000 a year per child. Texas, a bargain, just 20.
Well, fortunately, you don't have to pay that all up front. You know, it's an installment plan that comes through. Which, by the way, she's 18, so I paid off the loan.
I'll never end up paying off the loan.
Yeah. Parents know. Especially mine.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Microsoft said yesterday that, hey, you guys shouldn't trust our AI assistant.
What?
For important advice. And that was the quote from Microsoft that says, it's AI assistant Copilot. Don't take it too seriously, okay? They updated their terms and it says Copilot is for entertainment purposes only.
Mm.
It can make a few mistakes. Use Copilot at your own risk.
What?
And don't ask it anything important. Like, you know, is a 72-day fast good for you?
Oh.
New in theaters this weekend, you got Faces of Death. That sounds fun. You got the romantic comedy You, Me, and Tuscany, which seems very Bridgerton-ish. Expected to still go strong. Super Mario Galaxy movie. And on TV, streaming the new season of Euphoria drops today. That would be season 3 of Euphoria. That had two big stars in that. It's Sydney Sweeney.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Thank you.